as we heard earlier this hour, it has been a rough day for the Chinese stock market. The Shanghai Composite fell almost 9% today, the worst drop since 2007. And really, it has been a manic summer for Chinese stocks. The Shanghai Index hit a record high in June. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us now from New York. Jill, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
So what's going on? We saw some big drops a few weeks ago in China, and then things seemed to stabilize after the government stepped in.
Yeah, it's amazing when you throw $800 billion around what it can do. So the Chinese authorities are kind of really looking sheepish in this moment because actually, in the year leading up to the stock market topping out in the beginning of mid-June, the Chinese regulators and even policymakers were such cheerleaders for the stock market. I mean, they literally made it as if it were like a nationalistic sense that you must buy stocks to really feel Chinese. They lowered a lot of the requirements to purchase stocks. They allowed borrowed money or margin to be used. And all of that came to a head in the middle of June. And then the authorities got a little nervous. Gosh, we ought to try to prick this bubble a little bit. Well, I don't care how big your needle is. You prick the bubble and boy, that air comes out fast. We saw about a 32% slide in Chinese shares, and then they literally reverse course. They say, we got to take steps. We got to stabilize the market, which they did. But then this morning, we wake up and we see an 8.5% drop. Just to put that in context, it's 1,500 Dow points. It's not a small day.
Well, what does this teach us then, if anything, about government intervention in China's stock market?
Well, I think that this is really an excellent lesson in that markets find their bottoms no matter what the government does. I mean, clearly, if the Chinese government wants to go out and put billions and billions and billions of dollars into their own stock market, they are going to prop it up for a while. But ultimately, if the fundamentals don't work, or if borrowed money was used to finance those purchases and all of a sudden people panic all at the same time, we have the exact same rush to the exits that we've seen in every single bubble that bursts.
Right. So now what? I mean, do we expect the Chinese to come back with even more, even though it seemed to have run out of steam?
I think they're going to. I don't think they're going to. I mean, look, there's a really a delicate balance here, right? Because the Chinese authorities are trying to convince the rest of the investment community around the world that, no, we've got a serious market. You should take us. This is for real. But it's hard to take the market for real that after every run up or run down, the government's going to intervene and do something. So I think that they're trying to let the market find its bottom. And it may be within the next 5 or 8%. Who knows? On the other hand, they don't like messiness, and that's really what we've seen. And I have to be very clear about this. Yes, the stock market is down today, the U.S. stock markets, but this is not going to have the same ripple effect here in the United States that, say, a European sell-off would have.
Right.
This is a much more contained situation.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to ask you from our relatively comfortable perch here in the United States. I mean, we just saw the price of oil continue to fall on news of the Chinese stock market. So, Jill, we will follow this story. The Chinese stock market is a bit of a roller coaster. It's fun to check in with you from time to time.
Well, you know, I will say this. If you own international and Chinese stocks, take a deep breath, okay? You don't own 100% of that market, and you're going to have a little bit of a roller coaster, and you do have to hang on. So, honest to goodness, relax about what you're doing. You have a diversified portfolio. You probably don't need to do anything different than what you're doing right now.
All right, got it. Good advice. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Thanks very much. You're listening to Hear It Now.